Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with mild temperatures across the region, with sunshine gracing Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa sees a few clouds, while Ain Lut enjoys a warm and clear morning. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu insists Israel did not agree to the Board of Peace's plan to disarm Hamas. He asserts that the IDF will maintain current positions until full disarmament. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. are in discussions over which countries will verify Hezbollah's disarmament following negotiations in Rome. Also this hour, Ynet notes that Netanyahu has rejected a U.S.-backed draft plan reaffirming that Israeli forces will stay put in Gaza until Hamas disarms. Separately, I-24 News reports that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that the ceasefire is at risk. And finally, from Forward, there is outrage over an ad for a Republican candidate in Colorado depicting their Jewish opponent with horns, drawing strong condemnation from state Democrats. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi expressed strong disdain just minutes ago, calling certain individuals complete and utter cowards. Belaz News provided an update on the Michigan Senate primary, noting Abdul El Sayed's lead with 49.5% in early results. Michal Kotler-Wunsch highlighted increasing anti-Semitic attacks, mentioning gunfire at Jewish schools and vandalism of synagogues, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's recent statements, The Times of Israel reveals that his comments come after a period of silence on the matter. His firm stance against withdrawal from Gaza aligns with military strategies currently in place. This decision affects ongoing diplomatic discussions with international allies. Turning to Rome, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. are engaged in talks to ensure Hezbollah's disarmament is effectively verified. The inclusion of international observers is being considered to maintain transparency. The outcome of these talks could influence regional stability. Meanwhile, the reaction from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey about Israeli strikes in Gaza, as reported by I-24 News, highlights regional tensions. These countries warn that the current ceasefire could collapse if hostilities continue. This situation underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts. In financial news, first, Mariv Business reports that Hamashbir is expanding its offerings to include dermocosmetics. This move introduces brands like CeraVe and La Roche-Posay to their beauty department, signaling growth in the Israeli retail market. Separately, CTech highlights Palantir's AI Battlefield software, which has led to a surge in revenue expectations. The demand from governments worldwide underscores Israel's pivotal role in tech innovation. And finally, from Globes, a foreign resident has purchased a penthouse in Jerusalem's Mishkanot Hauma neighborhood for Nis 12.25 million. This record sale reflects the growing appeal of Israeli real estate to international buyers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.